Crimea and Ukraine are high on the agenda for President Obama and other world leaders meeting at The Hague today. So what can the international community do? Ivo Dalder was U.S. ambassador to NATO until last year. He's now president of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, and he thinks the West has so far gotten it about right.
First, we need to be united, and we need to stay united. We need to be very clear that what has happened is not just a fundamental violation of international law, but is totally unacceptable and a sign that things between Russia and the West are moving in a very different direction. Secondly, the West, Europe, the United States have put sanctions on Russia. Those sanctions are not insignificant. They are hurting the economy and the leadership in Moscow, and they need to remain there. And third, we need to be very clear that any further steps, be it in eastern Ukraine or in Moldova or wherever, are going to lead to further punishment and further costs on the regime.
What should be laid out as sanctions and consequences if a further partition happens?
Well, the U.S. has already had an executive order signed by President Obama that could impose sanctions on particular sectors in the Russian economy, starting, of course, with the energy sector. The Russian economy is more dependent on energy than certainly anybody who is consuming Russian oil and gas. So it's sanctions of that kind that look at the next stage. Also, a financial sanctions, freezing assets in Europe and the United States of Russian banks will have a severe impact on the economy of Russia. And it's those kinds of things that we should be looking at.
I mean, Putin doesn't seem to care too much about these sanctions because of Ukraine. And do you think he's going to care about further sanctions? Is there a red line for Putin?
I think in the short term, he may well try to push. The question is if in the long term he's going to be able to absorb the cost that these sanctions would imply. We're not going to see a reversal in Crimea, or indeed if he were to go into Ukraine, an immediate reversal because of sanctions. But over time, Russia's economic dependence, Russia's economic future depends on a sound economic relationship with Europe in particular. And if that relationship is undermined by his actions, then the long-term costs are going to be very, very big.
Do you see this as a slippery slope for NATO right now? Because there's nothing that says it has to help Ukraine, which isn't a member. So what happens next time there's another country that kind of mirrors the Ukraine experience? Will NATO jump in there too?
Well, there are not too many countries left where that is the case. But clearly, the annexation of territories that are independent, that have recognized independent states by Russia must lead to a severe response. There is a red line for NATO, clearly, which is NATO territory. And there are Russian speakers in Estonia. There are Russian speakers in Latvia in large numbers. If you don't react to the notion that Russian speakers all need to be living in one country, then where is that going to end? It's much better for NATO to make clear that it is prepared to use military force to defend the NATO territory, and it will not accept and it won't stand by while Russia absorbs other parts of territory that are contiguous to it.
Should NATO assert kind of its seriousness by sending troops and at least putting, you know, Russia on standby?
Well, I think we are already sending troops and sending aircraft and ships to make clear that the defense of NATO is something that can't be called into question. If and when there is a military assault on the territory of NATO countries, NATO will be prepared to defend it.
But really, I mean, nobody wants to fight Russia, right? So that military posture could also provoke conflict.
Nobody wants to fight Russia except and until Russia takes those steps that directly affect the security of NATO member states, or worse, attacks a NATO member state, in which case there will be a confrontation of a military kind.
Ambassador Ivo Dalder, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.